You mentioned Phil Grassim and growth factor support. Are you utilizing that yourself?
Yes, we actually almost always use the biosimilar for filgrastim now because the insurers wanted it and it was easier for us to just have one. And I think that's going to be true in a number of different settings. A lot of times the filgrastim is delivered to patients from a central provider who provides injectables or very expensive drugs like CDK4/6 inhibitors. And they often provide primarily now the biosimilar for filgrastim. So we've adopted it across the board for almost all patients. But for pegfilgrastim, of course, it's not available yet. And we mainly use that deliverable device. So I think that we're probably going to, unless we're forced not to, stick with an on-skin deliverable device because it made such a difference for our patients not to have to pay a share of cost for delivery at home or to have to come in to get the injection.
You were talking before about the clinical data looking at the biosimilar trastuzumab. Could you talk a little bit more, and you sort of referred to the trials that were done with filgrastim. Can you talk a little bit more with a little more granularity about what the trials actually looked at, how many patients were in them?
Well, I can tell you that the trials that looked at filgrastim as a biosimilar versus the originator product were very straightforward, you know, primarily looking at the endpoint after the first cycle of chemotherapy, choosing a chemotherapy regimen that had a high rate of expected febrile neutropenia, but primarily really looking at nadir counts because it's really a much easier endpoint than looking at a disease-specific therapeutic. And then, of course, they had looked over time, but it was these are very short endpoint studies. And enrolled a few hundred patients, similar to what the biosimilars for trastuzumab have done, rather than thousands of patients. And the amount of data for the biosimilar is, of course, very small and fits into the most sensitive endpoint, you know, a few hundred patients.